Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time, including songs with titles that include the word money.
Money. Since we just referenced Motley Crue in that last song, why not play a money song written by the band's bassist and primary songwriter, Nikki Sixx?
Good idea, but a few words about the band. For starters, this heavy metal glam band has been known for living dangerously.
No kidding.
Yep, for their hedonistic lifestyle that has been greatly funded by their fame and fortune.
That's right, and their song, Keep Your Eye on the Money, appeared on the band's 1985 album, Theater of Pain. But the song has even more meaning today. About a year ago, the band sold its entire music library for over 100 million smackers.
Well, that's a lot of smackers, I'll tell you that. And the catalog includes over 100 million albums sold, 7 platinum and multi-platinum sellers, 9 top 10 albums, and 3 Grammy nominations. So here's Motley Crue playing Keep Your Eye on the Money. Motley Crue playing their song, Keep Your Eye on the Money, which you always should do. Well, Mark, all this money talk is changing my philosophy. Benjamin Franklin was wrong. I say, money, that's what I want.
Well, Jim, I think you're referring to our next song because I know you are not materialistic. A little bit. We all are.
I love my McMansion, you know, and all that, and my Cadillac and...
Well, you love your front row Blackhawk tickets.
That too. I enjoy that. But here's a good lead-in. We know that in 1963, the Beatles, That was a band, the Beatles?
Yep, the Mop Tops.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember them. They covered a song, as we referred to much, much earlier, called Money, That's What I Want. But 4 years earlier, the song raked in a lot of cash for Berry Gordy, who was also the songwriter and founder of Motown Records.
Correctamundo, Jimmy. Berry Gordy co-wrote the song that became the only hit for Motown artist Barrett Strong. He was only 18 years old when he recorded the song in 1959.
Yeah, and once again, there's irony in the song. It was released during the Payola scandal when DJs were taking bribes to play specific records. So let's grab that cash and play the song Money, That's What I Want.
Well, we just heard Money, That's What I Want by Barrett Strong.
I like the Beatles version better.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
But come on, this was the guy's only hit. Give him a break.
Okay, sorry.
All right, you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Hundley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where we play the most groundbreaking music, Jim, of all time.
Yes, we do.
Well, how can we not have this song, show and not play Pink Floyd's Money?
I love this song. I do. Well, the whole album was fantastic. Matter of fact, you see my T-shirt on today?
Wow, look at that, Jim. You know what?
I wore my Pink Floyd.
What did you buy that, 1960? God, when did you wash that thing last?
I couldn't have worn it in 1960
it's all
because
faded.
The album came out in the early 70s. Jeez. It's a Pink Floyd T-shirt,
yeah,
Dark Side of the Moon.
It came out in 1973.
Well, it's a fashion statement.
Well, but you haven't washed it for so long, it looks like you bought it in 1960.
Anyway, we digress here. The song Money appeared on the most successful and groundbreaking albums of all time, Dark Side of the Moon. That's why I bought the T-shirt. The album sold, listen to this, Mark, 50 million copies worldwide, which I have one of them. I also have the CD. It's gone platinum more than 15 times and has spent more time on the album charts than any other LP in music history.
That's right, and that comes from the Guinness Book of Records. So who's going to argue with that? Well, this song has it all. Great lyrics, great sound effects, great instrumentation, and excellent production values. But the contrary to what most rock fans think, the song does not necessarily object to the desire for money. And in fact, Roger Waters has admitted in several interviews that he that he would love to own a Bentley, and he has his own materialistic desires while still being a compassionate humanitarian.
Yeah, it's a cool message, but I'm warning you, Mark, keep your hands off my stack. Oh, that's a line from
Of course, that's a line from the show. Right.
But it was released in 1973, And here's Pink Floyd's Money. We'll be right back.
Well, that was Pink Floyd's Money, and I will keep my hands off your stack, Jim.
Okay.
All right. Well, Jim, I'm sure you've heard the old adage, money talks, BS walks.
Of course.
Well, so has the band AC/DC. In fact, it's a line from their 1990 song, Money Talks. That song was the band's biggest hit single since the great Back in Black in 1981.
Yeah, Money Talks appears on the band's 1990 album, Razor's Edge. And to promote the song, the band printed their own dollar bills with guitarist Angus Young's face replacing George Washington's.
Well, the song takes a shot at fat cats who flaunt their wealth, yet despite AC/DC's enormous commercial success, they've always remained well-grounded. As Brian Johnson sings, no tailored suits, chauffeured cars, fine hotels, or big cigars. So here's AC/DC performing Money Talks.
We have time for another song, and it's You Never Give Me Your Money by a band called The Beatles. It's on side two of Abbey Road. So let's take a listen to You Never Give Me Your Money. And Mark, you never do give me your money.
No, and you'll never get my money.
You never pick up the tab for lunch either. I noticed that.
Well, the senior special, that's what I'm into.
Okay. Well,
I don't do lunch.
Let's listen to The Beatles. Here we go.
Give me your money. give you my number. I only give you my situation. And in the middle of investigation, I break down.
Out of college, money spent. See no future, pay no rent. All the money's gone, nowhere to go. Any jobber got the sack. Monday morning, turning back. Yellow lorry slow.
That's our show for today. And Mark, all this money talks, I think we're going to ask for more money from our executive producer.
That's right. And you know why?
He's shaking his head. You look at him.
Because money talks and BS walks.
Well, he's shaking his head, so I don't think we're going to get a raise.
That's right. He's just sitting a few feet away from us, so we don't have to ask him. He heard it.
Well, maybe we could get him a raise, and then he'll give us a raise part of that.
There you go. That's right. It works both ways, right?
He's still shaking his head.
Right. Shaking his head. All right. Well, everyone, please join us on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. till noon on the mighty 101.5 FM, the wonderful, fantastic Huntley Community Radio.
He's still not going to give us money, even though he said all
really?
That.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, anyway, don't forget you can listen to our archive shows anytime by going to the station's website and clicking on our program link. You know what? I got to go to the ATM, so we got to go.
Okay, and folks, keep listening and send us your money.
That's right. I'll see everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.